Got a question here for you, Chris, from Ricardo. He's heard that there's some stranger liquids or waters that people like SES and Navy SEALs can use to breathe at breathe instead of air at very great depths underwater. Do you know anything about it?
Yeah, this is called liquid breathing, and it's been experimented on for a little while because also there's some occasions when actually forcing gas into lungs is bad, because if you've got an adult, for example, with respiratory distress syndrome, and this can also affect young babies that are premature, the problem occurs when the lungs have a deficiency of a chemical called surfactant. And because the lungs contain lots of tiny air spaces called alveoli, the linings of those air spaces are kept saturated with water. They're wet. And water makes something called a hydrogen bond. It's a sticky molecule, and one molecule tries to stick onto another. And this would collapse the alveoli down and make them disappear if you didn't have something there to break this water bonding, make it less sticky. And this is what these surfactant molecules do. They help it to remain bigger. And so when people have some kind of lung conditions, and this is premature babies don't have this stuff, adults can have certain conditions where they lack this stuff, you don't have any surfactant, and as a result, the airspace is trying to collapse. And as a result, it becomes very, very hard to inflate the lungs, and so you have to use very high pressures of gas being blown into you in order to keep the lungs inflated, and this can do damage. So scientists have been exploring the possibility of using fluids instead of gas under certain circumstances, and also in deep-sea divers. And some of the fluids that they've been exploring are fluids that don't mix with water. So they're organic chemicals, and perfluorocarbons are the class of chemicals involved. And they've done experiments with chemicals with 6 carbon atoms in a line. That's perfluorohexane. They've also done experiments with 8 carbon atoms linked together called perfluorooctanes. They haven't been done on humans. They've been actually done on sheep, which are a good model for us because they're mammals. They're big mammals. They have lungs quite similar to ours. So they make a good model. And what the special about these chemicals is that you can persuade lots of oxygen to dissolve, and lots of gas actually of any kind to dissolve in this liquid. You then pump the liquid into the lung, and it then passes the oxygen into the blood, picks up the carbon dioxide, and you pump the liquid back out again. And the problem with this is that lungs are made to move gas, not liquid, and so it's very, very difficult to move large amounts of liquid like this. So really the only time it's practical is when you have someone mechanically ventilating you, in other words, moving the liquid in and out for you. One place where it might therefore have a role is in things like intensive care. It might be possible to use it in those settings, in people with damaged lungs, to get lots of extra oxygen in and carbon dioxide out. Another situation where it might be useful is in the context of deep sea diving, because when you go deep sea diving, something you're well acquainted with, Helen, there's a risk of the bends. As you go down underwater, the pressure of gas you're having to breathe in is increased from your tank by your regulator to overcome the fact that you're under pressure underwater. So you're now breathing gas which is at much higher pressure and much higher density than gas at the surface, and this forces a lot more nitrogen into the blood, and nitrogen does not dissolve very well at all. It's very, very insoluble in water, unlike oxygen. And as a result, when you take the pressure off of the person again, the extra nitrogen that has dissolved in their tissues can come out as little bubbles, and it forms bubbles in blood vessels and blocks them up, and that's why you get decompression sickness, the bends. If you used a liquid in the lungs instead of gas, the liquid would not succumb to the increased compression of being down deep, and therefore it would not force extra gas into solution in the same way that air mixtures would, and therefore it might in theory be safer if we can overcome the other problems that are associated with it.
Have you seen the film The Abyss? It's one of my favourites as a diver, and they use liquid breathing. I think they put a mouse in a plastic bag, and that's fine that way. But that would be fun if that happened one day.